Happy last day of the year. This is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So excited that you've been with me. Maybe you've been with me this whole year, or maybe you've been with me throughout all the years of Pray Every Day. I'm really looking forward to 2022. I'm happy to have 2021 over and really grateful. So in order to just facilitate wisdom in 2022, we're reading through the book of Proverbs again. And also, if you have a suggestion that maybe I haven't read something for a long time, or maybe there's a book of the Bible that you would like to have read, you can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know which book of the Bible that you would love for me to read. So I would appreciate your feedback on that. All right, today I'm reading from Proverbs 4, verses 1 through 14 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Listen, sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and know understanding. For I give you sound learning. Don't forsake my law. For I was a son to my father, tender and an only child in the sight of my mother. He taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Don't forget and don't deviate from the words of my mouth. Don't forsake her, and she will preserve you. Love her, and she will keep you. Wisdom is supreme. Get wisdom. Yes, though it costs all your possessions, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. She will bring to you honor when you embrace her. She will give to your head a garland of grace. She will deliver a crown of splendor to you. Listen, my son, and receive my sayings. The years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in straight paths. When you go, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Don't let her go. Keep her, for she is your life. Don't enter into the path of the wicked. Don't walk in the way of evil men. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to pray about wisdom. And In this particular passage, we have this like grasping or holding on to or chasing after. And Lord, that's what we want in our lives on this last day of the year. We want to chase after your wisdom. We want to lay hold for that which you laid hold for us. We want to forget what lies behind. We want to run the race with endurance, the race that's set before us. We cannot do that without your wisdom. We cannot do that without your strength. We cannot do that without your favor upon us. And so we choose to surrender afresh. We lay down all those sins that easily entangle us, and we do run with endurance that race. For the joy set before you, you endured the cross. You despised its shame. And I know I quoted this earlier this month, but I just love that passage that you've set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And we can consider you who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself that we would not grow weary and lose heart. And so, Lord, we thank you that you will give us the strength not to lose heart today. You will give us the strength to persevere. You will give us the strength to look over our last year and really evaluate it and find hope and strength and power and discernment about what maybe we've gone off the path, or we've been walking on a crooked path, or we need a brand new path, or maybe it is that you've got this brand new ministry before us and you're simply asking us to trust you to take the next step. Or maybe you're asking us to heal and to dare to heal and to really trust you in the healing journey, and it seems terribly frightening to us. But Lord, for the sake of those who we love, help us to look to healing, because our loved ones need a healed heart. Help us to be brave today, to not only grasp for your wisdom, but to really pursue you in a way that we could be healed in 2022. Lord, not only are we reevaluating what went wrong last year, but also all the things that went well and the ways that you've blessed us and given us strength. And so we love you right now, Jesus. We praise you. And we just pray 2022 would be a year of trust in you, and seeking your good and seeking your strength and asking you for the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Oh, how we need self-control. So Lord, we ask for all those things because you are a good provider of these things, and we trust you for that. We love you. We worship you. We lay down our lives before you. We give you our griefs, our sorrows, our dreams, everything that is circulating inside of our heart right now. We lay down before you, and we ask for a new life. You have given us a brand new life, and we ask that we grasp it today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. A whole year has gone by, and I'm so proud of you. Thank you for your heart for the Word of God and for prayer.